Oh, crap.
The moment when it hits the fan. I'm Meredith Hartley.
I'm Frank Hutchison.
And you're listening to Oh Crap, the Crisis Management Podcast, helping you survive your Oh Crap moments in business and in life. Brought to you by Me Squared. You can learn more at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com.
Have you ever wondered where the point is when a person can become a hero or a louse? In the late 1990s, I provided support for the acquisition reform to the Undersecretary of the Air Force. In those days, there was one person that dominated Air Force acquisition, Darlene Drouillon, who had the impressive title Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Acquisition. The acronym for that was AQ, which some said stood for Acquisition Queen. That was the nicest name they had for her. I worked for a division called AQX, and we were tasked with coordinating events and meetings for Darlene Drouillon. She was powerful and demanding. Once she insisted that she wouldn't drink water from the pitchers we placed on the meeting tables, which had been filled from a commercial water cooler in the facility, and demanded I find her some bottled water. I found her a bottle of water, which was bottled by the same company that filled the water coolers, but she was satisfied. That's what Darlene was like, and people did what she demanded because she had an insane amount of power in the Pentagon. As Donald Rumsfeld told the Washington Post, what she did was acquire a great deal of authority and make a lot of decisions, and there was very little adult supervision. When she was nearing retirement from federal service, she had some very quiet, very unethical discussions with Michael Sears, CFO of Boeing, about contracts Boeing was bidding on. She used her daughter to send messages to Sears to negotiate a job offer with Boeing. When she retired in 2003, Sears hired her and gave her a huge hiring bonus. That triggered a corruption investigation. Darlene Drouillon eventually stood in front of a federal judge in tears and pled guilty to inflating the price of a contract to favor Boeing. She also passed information to Boeing on Airbus bids from EADS and one of their competitors. Fines, serious jail time, and community service were the results. Sears was fired and also convicted of corruption. Boeing CEO resigned, and the company ended up paying a $615 million fine for their involvement. It was the worst Pentagon scandal in more than two decades. But there was a point when she was having those quiet discussions with Michael Sears when she must have realized this is crossing the line. She had been taught and she had spoken on the need to avoid conflict of interest and favoritism. She had been called out before for ethical issues and knew that she needed to be careful. She knew what was right and what was wrong, and she decided to try to hide it. But what if she had instead said, "Michael, we're going too far. I'm stopping this right now." What if she had picked up the phone, called the ethics compliance officer, and said, "I was just having a friendly discussion with Boeing's CFO, and I realized we had gone too far. I'm immediately recusing myself from all acquisitions involving Boeing, and I will announce this to my superiors, all members of AQ, and I will make a public statement to the same." The result? Darlene Drouillon would be a hero. Featured in every ethics compliance class is how to do it right, instead of how to do it wrong. The lesson for you? Take 10 minutes. Where's the point for you? How far is too far? If you reach that point, how do you turn back?
Hi everyone, it's Meredith. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, you can get more crisis management and prevention tips and strategies for free at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for ME2 Space Solutions, and you should find our profile. You can also find me on Twitter under my handle, The Quality Girl. Thanks for listening.
Copyright 2013 by Hutchison Solutions, LLC. All rights reserved. But no, seriously, folks, no part of this podcast may be reproduced in whole or part without our permission. But we'll be happy to give it to you if you just fire us an email, which you can find on our website. Thank you.